Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Till we're on.
Come on, Ron.
What?
We're on the air right now.
I'm ready. Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
And hello and welcome to the show, Thursday night edition of Sports Day. Hello to our listeners through the Super Radio Network, SCNQ 693 AM in Brisbane, 1620 on the Gold Coast, our SCN track stations, those listening through the SCN app and also on Fanatic, on DAB Plus around the nation, Scotty Sattler.
Why is 2HD your favourite on the Super Radio Network?
Well, I
because of Sporty Gav.
Well, yeah, no, well, part of that, but when I used to live in Newcastle, at Swansea there, I used to listen to 2HD a fair bit.
Okay,
so on my commute, so I loved living in Newey, except for the old bags in the supermarket at Swansea. Used to ram you with the trolley.
Is it Swansea Belmont?
Yeah. No, that's the cricket club.
Yeah, cricket club. Yeah,
but mate, they used to give it to you. It's like I'm old. Get out of the way. It's like, do you want to take it outside, old lady? It's like, that's what used to happen. Too harsh. Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the show. What a big game of rugby league!
Oh, I can't wait for this game tonight.
We have tonight.
You said off the air, and I've got to agree with you. It's really flown under the radar.
It has.
The first 3 days, it really hasn't been talked about, this game. It's usually the Bulldog-South game, which is the Good Friday game. This weekend, last year, it was Parramatta versus West Tigers. Jackson Hastings kicks that 40-metre field goal to win the game. Great scenes. But this game tonight has just so much going for it. Melbourne last week, many thought South would be too good for them. They beat South on their home ground. You got Harry Grant up against Brandon Smith returning home. You got Jared Weir-Hargreaves up against Christian Welsh. You've Luke Keary up against Cam Munster. It's
the fullback situation.
Oh, it's just so.
Sua Lee has got to play. I know Manu's been named.
I don't know.
But Sua Lee's got to play fullback. At least at some stage.
It doesn't matter. Whoever they put back there is just strike.
Mate, Eddie Jones would have rung Nick Politis today and said, listen, can you just put Sua Lee at fullback? I just want to take some notes. Because that's where he's going to be for the Wallabies. Hey, mate, it's a delicious contest. I'll be watching that in my wife fronts, eating a bunny tonight. I can't wait for that game. I tell you what, there is some late mail for round 6 of the NRL, which we'll get to shortly, and it's the perfect time to sign up for the Game Day Squad and get your team sorted. If you're just new to this, Game Day Squad, it's a fantasy football league, but also allows you to trade player cards like the old Scanlan days.
Completely different to anything else you've experienced.
Yeah, and it's good.
Yeah, you know, look, today you've got to make all your changes before the first ball's kicked off tonight for the weekend. So the news that came out of today is that Josh Schuster, which we're going to touch on.
Yeah, don't give it away. Yeah, it's a hook and tease.
But he's
biz.
Actually in my team. So because of the news that sort of came out today, I take him out.
That's what you've done for the last
one of my reserves in, yeah.
So log in, change your team, gamedaysquad.com.au. While you're there, join our Sports Day team, and we're taking on Joel and Fletcher's Run Home, and he's dumb listeners. They're dumb. You know, like, our listeners are smart.
Yeah.
They're football smart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're taking
Sporty
them
Gav,
on.
Danger, Glenn, the Whack Pack.
Oh, God. Look for the code and use the code SCN Day New South Wales. Join our team. If our team
all in capitals, isn't it?
All in capitals. Yeah. I don't know if it makes a difference, but put it all in capitals anyway. Like you're yelling at the Game Day Squad. And look, our Whack Pack will yell. If we beat Joel and Fletch, if our team beats theirs, and you happen to be top of our team for that weekend with your picks, you'll score $1,000.
Yeah. So some people may be thinking, Woogie, what do you mean at the top of the leaderboard for our team? So the team, when you ring up, when you go online and register, gamedaysquad.com.au.
Capitals.
Yeah, and you get all your free packs and you open up your pack and you design your team, which only takes 5 or 10 minutes.
Mm.
All those players accumulate points throughout the weekend of rugby league.
About all fantasy football.
Yeah, so if you accumulate the most, I'll tell you what, I've got a crackpot team this week.
Well, as a crackpot, as in good?
Good.
Right,
crazy,
okay.
Crazy team.
Oh, right, okay. Mm. Victor Radley will have to be in there, wouldn't he?
Victor Radley?
He'd be the skipper.
Yeah, Victor the Inflictor's there.
Hey, listen, if you want to check out SCNQ on Instagram so you can hear Sats and Rat go in detail how to sign up and join the competition as well. But you haven't got a lot of time because kickoff is 8 o'clock tonight in the NRL, so make sure you get in and get that done.
We've got 50 players registered already for our team.
It's good.
That's outstanding.
Very good. What's your lock? Pete Bedell, by the way, from the Courier-Mail will join us soon. Some news around the Broncos and the West Tigers. I want to find out about this with the Masters starting this week. And what's your lock? What do you reckon is a lay-down misere this weekend in any sport? It can be horse racing, whatever. But what do you think it cannot lose this weekend? Like, what is it? And it's a tough one because the rugby league's tough this week. AFL's hard.
Yeah. My lock.
And you can't really lock in a lock for the Masters. Not when, you know.
My lock will be by Sunday afternoon, I'll be in a chocolate coma. That's
my lock.
I
already am. I swear to God, I cannot face another hot cross bun. I will because I'm a champion. Are you fishing tomorrow? Like, are you?
I hate fishing.
No, but no fish. Do you just eat fish tomorrow? Are you just like, or you don't want to say?
No, I will eat fish tomorrow.
I will.
It's fish on. It's fish on. It's fish ribs. I will eat salmon tomorrow. I love salmon, so I'll eat a lot of salmon tomorrow.
You see, I don't care about eating meat any day. I can go. Okay, I reckon we eat chicken more than anything else. I mean, look at my boobs. All the hormones, right?
Yeah.
From the chicken breast.
Makes sense.
But why is it tomorrow that I feel like I got to eat meat?
Mm. Because you just like to buck the trend.
No, I don't.
You like to go against.
Well,
you're rage against the machine, you are.
Mate, if we ate meat when Mum was alive, oh, my God. I mean, she was a pure Catholic. She'd swear and drink like a sailor, my mother. And when she went, it was like, oh, we can finally eat meat. And I'm not doing this to be offensive, but everyone's got their own beliefs, right?
Absolutely.
I hope you enjoy your Easter weekend. That's coming up.
There we go.
Jason Day, what?
The lock from Mike, Tiger Woods to miss the cut.
Oh, there you go. I didn't think of it that way. I didn't think of a negative one.
I'm going lock, Minwoo Lee, Australian.
Yes.
Top 10, lock.
You reckon?
Yep.
Who's the one you like, Morikawa?
Colin Morikawa is also one of our listeners has had money on Colin Morikawa. I think Justin Thomas hasn't had good form.
Okay, here's my lock then. Now I think about it, Morikawa, top 5 finish.
Okay.
Of the Masters.
The experts... They see something in the Australian Minwoo Lee that we haven't seen at this level.
He's been all right this year too.
Because when you look at the line of betting, without getting too confusing, Minwoo Lee is really, really high up when it comes to top 10. For some reason, they threw their
well, he's been in good form.
Their algorithms, whatever it may be, yeah.
Into Dexter.
Yes.
And Dexter's going, and then, no, like, don't look at me like, listen.
You sound like Cartman.
Mate, put your hand up. I know you've been away because.
Put your hand up, mate, when you're going to push the button.
This bloke wants to have his say early. Speaking of the Whack Pack, Glenn, hello. Welcome to Sports Day.
G'day, Justin. How are you, my friend?
I'm not your friend.
G'day, Sats.
Hey, Glenn,
you
what's
are,
going
mate,
on?
You
so,
are
you,
my friend?
So, what is it you think you have to apologise to Woogie for something? What's that about?
What do you mean?
Well, obviously, I got my start date wrong, re the Masters, and. My good friend Justin pointed that out.
Mm-hmm.
But I also wanted to thank Steve and say, yeah, mate, I should definitely get a longer permanent spot on this show.
Yep.
So, Justin, you were right. I went off the boat early.
I think we covered that off.
Well, it's good that he apologised. So you...
He had no material. You had to apologise twice.
See, that's something positive, and you find a way to shoot him down. Guys, this is Michelle from Dubbo. I wonder if Steve and Michelle know each other. Steve and Dubbo and Michelle. Guys, I'm going.
I wonder if Michelle is Steve's alter ego.
It's a good way to look at it. Guys, I'm going Roosters to win and the Butcher Boys to score a try each. That might be Michelle's lock. There you go. The Butcher Boys, the Butcher Brothers, Egan and Nathan Butcher will score a try each tonight.
0457 736 736. What is your lock this weekend? What do you reckon is going to happen? Jason Day, he's been preparing very well.
I love this.
For the Masters.
This is phenomenal.
This is next level, right?
Yep.
This is the man cave from heaven.
Have you seen Jason Day's insane personal golf training facility? This 12-time PGA winner and former world number one golfer has built an incredible 5-acre golf training facility right on his lakefront property in Galena, Ohio. It's an absolute golfer's dream. He has a beautiful multi-hole golf course with a massive practice green. And to make sure he's in top shape for the next major, he's even imported sand from some of the golf courses that majors are played on. And to keep the whole place looking beautiful, he even has his own golf course superintendent. This is all built around a two-story compound he calls the Golf Barn. And let me tell you, this thing has everything. It's got a complete state-of-the-art gym. It has a robotic putting green that can simulate greens from golf courses around the world. And of course, a complete top-of-the-line indoor golf simulator. This is also where he stores some of his most memorable trophies, including his very first golf club, which he got from his late father when he was 12 years old, who he actually found it in a dumpster before he gave it to Jason.
Incredible.
What about the sand from around the world imported from where they play the majors and
mechanical greens that change
to match the majors golf greens?
Didn't go much on the gym bit. That you can keep that.
Yeah.
You don't need a gym. Golfers don't.
Yeah, they
do. Golf used to be a game for fat butt blokes. And now it's all these fit young blokes. It's the only thing I don't like about it. Hey, but yeah, that's fast. Tell you what, that's an investment in making sure you get right. And Jason Day's playing some pretty good golf at the moment.
Good.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Watch this space after. See if he makes the cut. See where he's sitting after the cut. How dangerous could he be after this preparation?
Mike reckons my mum was all right. Your mum ticked all the boxes of a real Catholic and obviously a top lady. Go the mix. You know what? And that's what it should be over Easter. It's go the mix. Mm.
Yeah.
I don't think we can say this. Good evening, gents. My lock for the weekend. This is from Michael Broncos, 20-plus win versus the Raiders. Yeah, the Raiders got a horrible record against the Broncos.
Yep.
They're in red-hot form. We'll talk to Pete Bedell about this when he comes on shortly. But, yeah, look, the Raiders are in trouble.
Well, they are. Well, their best player's not playing at the moment. So when their best player's not playing, Jamal Fogarty's not as effective. The hooker's not effective. Young Wolford.
The future of Whiten is in the air. That's got to be disruptive. Sats.
Absolutely, it is. Yeah, it is, because the players are not angry at him. They just want to know what's happening. They want to know what's happening because they want to play with him. He's a popular part of the club. So that's where it hurts.
Some positive breaking news: if you're a Sharks fan, Nicho Hynes has re-signed with the Sharks until the end of 2029.
What?
See, we heard these contracts, which was, Taumalolo was 9 years.
Ten, wasn't it?
Yeah. He was serving his extra year, but then they signed another 9 years. So let's say 10 years.
And Buddy Franklin signed a 10-year deal with the Swans.
Unheard of.
Yep.
Once upon a time, when 5-year contract, you go, nah, that's ridiculous. I think Brent Sherwin, from memory, when the Bulldogs went and won the comp in 2004, he was the first one to... There may have been others, but he signed a 5-year contract. And many thought, 5 years, are you serious?
And I thought the last one was going to be Sam Burgess.
Yeah.
South.
Yeah. But this is a good investment. One, they got him at the right price from Melbourne, so they're not paying overs for him at the moment. But they've paid what the market value is for him now. Based on his given day, he's the best player in the comp.
How old is he, Sats?
Nicho would be, I reckon he'd be 26.
Yeah, right.
Because he was a bit of a late bloomer.
Yeah.
Played some under 20s, went back to the Queensland Cup, and then
that'll
got a
take
start.
Him to about 32.
Yeah, and
not bad.
You know what? It's not about signing. It is about signing the player first and foremost, but you sign the man as well. And he's proved to us that he is top shelf in relation to his values, his principles in life. He's a player that is low maintenance at a club. He's a player that a coach just loves having around because he's always going to execute the plans that you give him. He's a player from all reports that's just a sponge. He just wants to continue getting better, and he asks a lot of questions. But most of all, as a general manager of rugby league or a CEO, as a coach, you don't lose sleep over a player like Nicho Hynes. And yeah, he's a brave guy as well. He's come through he's fought some massive demons in life. And that's why he's as good as what he is now, both on and off the field, because he's fought those demons.
Mm.
And he still wrestles with those demons, but he's on the other side of it now where he can help other people. So well done the Sharkies for showing faith in what is a very exceptional young man.
The Knights, by the way, have been doing some work with some independent concussion consultants. They've reviewed all available information and have approved Caelan Ponga to return to rugby league. Ponga is aiming to make his return in round 8 against the Cowboys, so 2 more weeks.
Yeah, so they wouldn't be rushing him back if they didn't have if they had the information that supports this. You know, they wouldn't be going against any of the expert analysis, and that's the reason why they've spent so much money sending him over to some of these experts overseas. Can I say, I've always been one of those people that if you have an injury and it's going to make you tentative when you come back, the best thing you can do is throw yourself into it and just get over that, you know, that initial apprehension, especially with a head injury. He is going to have a little bit of apprehension because he's susceptible. We've seen that. Just for a couple of weeks and maybe 2 or 3 weeks only, Jace, I'd start. They're not going to move him to fullback because Lachie Miller's going so well. I'd play him in the centres or bring him off the bench for the first couple of weeks. Get him out of that direct line of fire at 5'8", where you're going to be having a lot of big back rolls running at you and having to make good one-on-one contact. He's got to do it eventually.
But wouldn't that make you more anxious when you go back to that spot eventually?
Oh, no. What you do is you just tiptoe back into the game. You're making some important tackles. You don't have a lot of the big back rolls coming at you consistently as a target player. Just play in the centres. Tim Sheens did it with Benji Marshall in his very first season, his first full season in 2004. He should have been a 5'8", but he played him in the centres the whole year. So it was just about getting his confidence in playing NRL again. And that I think with Caelan would be important.
No Origin?
Who knows?
You can't put him into the furnace of Origin then.
Well, who knows?
Get hit everywhere. It doesn't matter what position
you're playing. It'll come back to how confident he's playing. But
would you risk him with another possible head knock in what is the fiercest game in rugby league?
At fullback, yeah.
At fullback, right.
Yeah, which is if he's going to play Origin, that's where he's going to be picked at. But in Newcastle, I'm Adam O'Brien, I'm starting him in the centres for a couple of weeks.
Okay, you'd put him ahead of Walsh?
Oh, yeah. Well, again, if he's playing with confidence and he's playing with a bit of form and he doesn't have to be great form, he'll be the first fullback picked. Billy will have all the conversations with him,
right.
You know, without a doubt. So, you know, and Caelan was outstanding. In that last game, game 3 last year, he was absolutely amazing.
Okay. Let's move on from that.
He'll always get the first jersey, unless otherwise.
Geez, you get that. You just wedge that into a conversation as much as you can.
You brought it up. State of Origin.
I didn't need you to go back and say what a great game he had, right? Don't forget, mate, we didn't have Payne Haas.
Yeah, I know.
The greatest front row in the game, right?
Tommy and Latrell as well?
No, we didn't have them either. Yeah. You were very lucky to win last year.
Yeah. Make your own luck.
What's this about something that you've lost and you wish you could have back? Why? Are we talking about this off the back of your dad's jersey still?
No, I just, who put this in? Daddy Vass?
Daddy wants to get something in the show.
What happened, Daddy
Vass? Look how he just walks in. Mate, we're on the air. We've got to hurry.
Hey, boys. Yeah.
Take your time,
I've recently moved place, or house, I should say.
Yeah.
Well, you got kicked out of your other place. Yeah.
No. Got a better spot.
Too many Orchy bottles.
No. Guess what? They ran out of hose. Right. He's in a rental dispute at the moment. Don't mention that on air. All right.
Anyway.
So what's this?
I had this Origin jersey signed.
Yeah.
From the 25 years of Origin. Mm. Right. The year. What year was it, Sats? Was it 2005?
What's that?
25 years of Origin.
Can I just tell our listeners, this is as quickly as he plays golf as well. How frustrating
anyway,
is it?
Anyway, I'll chop through it.
1998
would be 25
years.
My mum worked
hard. My mum?
My mum, my mother. She pushed in.
Not your misso, your
no,
mum.
No, my okay, mum. She pushed in at Pack Fair many years ago to get me signed jersey for Maroons, 25 years of Origin.
Yep.
And it's gone missing. I can't find it anywhere. You know how you just put things away somewhere in your house? So I want to know, I want the listeners to call in, text in, what's something you've lost that you wish you could have back?
Okay. Who signed it?
The whole team.
Oh, wow.
The whole team, the coach, everyone.
Obviously didn't mean much to you.
No.
Mate, it was a $300 frame as well.
I want to find out the person. Can I have back my Muhammad Ali signed frame that someone has ripped off the wall of this office here and it's sitting on the ground in pieces? Oh, I had it. Now, Buck Shelford. You know who Buck Shelford is? One of the greatest All Blacks of all time, number eight. And I got given one of Buck Shelford's test All Black jerseys, number 8 on the back of it. Don't know where it is. I've got my suspicions of it may have been cut up in a previous life and I'm like, or burnt, whatever it may be. So I don't know where that is. I'd love to have that back.
Which ex-wife would have done that, mate? Is that many?
What about you? Is there anything you've lost your mind? Yeah,
just my pride when I joined this show, really. No, there was the time I lost that picture of Mum and Dad's. Well, I threw it out. Remember I threw that out? I know.
Oh, yeah.
Went to the tip.
Mm.
They reckon it's worth nearly $1 million, that painting now that I threw out.
Was it the 20 golf balls you lost a few weeks ago when you shot 121 with us?
Yes. High five. Yeah, that's a good fist bump.
I was actually impressed at how quickly you got that out. That's good. All right. Have you lost something? Is that what we're asking? Yeah. What have you lost you wish you could have back?
That's it. Mm. That's it.
Rightio. 0457 736 736 or 1300 01 1170. Thank you, Daddy Vass. What did he say before?
I don't know.
I think he lost his dictionary the way he talks.
Oh, wow. Sporty Gav, Hi Sats and Jason. Jason. I can't find a spot for Kalyn Ponga, so I think Kalyn is going to have to start in the number 14 jersey. Gambler's playing well with Hastings. Miller is a gun. Yeah, Sporty Gav, they'll find a place for Kalyn. And as I said earlier on, I'd start him in the centres, but in saying that, it wouldn't surprise me if they started him off the bench. And that would be a smart decision.
Yep. Mm. What do you think? 0457 736 736. Have you got a spot for Kalyn Ponga when he comes back in a couple of weeks in the Knights? And what about Queensland? Is there a spot for him in the Origin team? I don't think there is. You won't be able to fit him in. I worry about next year. No Kalyn Ponga in the Queensland Origin side this year, I'm afraid. Text us 0457 736 736. Pete Bedell, Chief League Writer for the Courier-Mail, joins us next here on Sports Day.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show for Polaris, Australia's number one selling side-by-side brand. We're about to catch up with one of the great league writers in the business. He's the chief league writer for the Courier-Mail.
He's got the skinniest biceps in journalism.
Well, biceps, in inverted commas. And look, the other thing, he used to talk to us a lot, but someone on this show still owes him $100. Pete Bedell, welcome to Sports Day.
Hello, boys. What about my biceps? They just get smaller and smaller, don't they?
It's embarrassing.
So he doesn't use a pen anymore. So
now he's a mad avid runner of lots of kilometres in every day. So how many did you run some K's today, Pete?
Actually, I did Sats, 12 K's today, just the trot. But tomorrow, 30 K's is the aim on Good Friday.
So are you training for an event?
Yes, boys. So, boys, I normally have a crack at the Gold Coast Marathon every year, and that's what I'm gearing up for this year.
Last year, Pete, you broke your PB. What did you break? What did you do last year?
So most avid runners will tell you that running a sub-3 marathon is always the goal.
3 hours,
and,
yeah.
I've done 2:58 before on two occasions, and I did 2:50 last year. So it was an 8-minute PB. So I'm trying to get quicker, believe it or not.
It's easy when you're 53 kilos. So.
Yeah, and also growing up on the rough streets of Maroubra, running from the police as a kid.
And the bra boys.
And the bra boys, mate. No wonder you've got some sprint.
Yeah.
Now I'm one of the bra boys.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly. There. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Now, Pete. Tell us about Kevvy Walters and some breaking news about his future.
Yeah, so just broke tonight, Sats a 2-year extension for Kevy. Now, it's been mooted for a couple of months now. They've been in delicate negotiations, the Broncos and Kevy, and they were just trying to sort out the salary figure, but they've finally got there, and Kevy Walters formally agreed terms this afternoon, and so he'll be there till the end of 2025, which is great news for the Broncos and a due reward for Kevy, because I know he's had his critics over the last few years, but they're 5-0 at the moment, their best start to a season in 25 years, and I think this is now the springboard to what could be a premiership-winning tilt in the next couple of years for the Broncos. So Kevy on board for another 2 years.
What a great attitude he must have. I mean, we all know him as a guy. He's such an enjoyable guy to be around. He's always so positive, Pete. But those players that question him, Tyson Gamble, Selwyn Cobbo, in those podcasts, I mean, but the characteristics of the guy to be able just to let that go and focus on his coaching and not hold any grudges and still get the results he gets, it's a great story, isn't it?
It is, Sats, and I've got to say, it must have hurt him at times, Kevy. I mean, to hear your players make some derogatory comments about you publicly, you would almost certainly have to question yourself from whether you've got the dressing room. But what's not in doubt is their performances suggest that they're happier than they have been for a long time in the dressing room. And Sats, when you think about the depth of the Broncos in 2020, they won their first ever Wooden Spoon under Anthony Seibold. They were a club in crisis when Kevy took over, and it's taken him a good 18 months to chisel away some of the wounds from that period, and I think he's done that now, and he's got the club moving forward in the direction towards a premiership. So it's a credit to him. He hasn't always had the true believers, but I think he's surprised a lot of people with his coaching ability, and he's got a happy group there, and happy teams win football games.
Pete, so that's Kevy done. Are we getting any closer to a new deal for Payne Haas to possibly make him the richest player in the game?
Well, Dean Marriner, guys, their boom young centre who will replace Herbie Farnworth, he also inked the 3-year extension today on the back of Jesse Arthur's signing on Tuesday. So the retention drive is in overdrive. And I'm hearing that Payne Haas will be the next target now. He's off contract at the end of 24. They've been talking to Haas's management for some time. Of course, last year he asked for release. That was rescinded in the end. He backflipped on that and said that he wanted to stay loyal to the Broncos. So now Brisbane want to up the ante, and I think he'll be the next target. I wouldn't be surprised if he signs an extension in the coming months.
What sort of figure do you think we're looking at? What have they got in their salary cap? I mean, I know we don't know what it is, but would he be a front row that's going to command your seven figures?
Well, Sats, with the salary cap going up to 12 million plus now, I think the million-dollar figure is now feasible for Payne Haas. I mean, under the old salary cap of 9 to 10 million, probably not. He's on 850,000 this season. But with the 20% pay rise for NRL players this year and beyond, with the new CBA to be locked in, I think Payne Haas would certainly attract. He'll get $1 million at the Broncos, possibly more. But I think with the new cap going up, he's definitely in that seven-figure territory now.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. I reckon he deserves it, Sats. Do you?
As a regular season, week in, week out front row, I think he's the best in the comp. Still got to keep reminding myself he's only 23. People say he's got to dominate Origin. Yes, well, he will.
He does.
He eventually will.
Yep.
At the moment, he's just only turned 23, which is just, it's mind-boggling what he does on the football field as a front row at the age of 23.
And you get your money's worth because he plays the whole 80.
Yeah. Yeah, like we've been saying, I've been saying the last 2 years, especially the last 12 months, I think by the time he retires, he sits at the same table as Lazarus and those great front rowers that we've seen in the history of the game.
Yeah.
John O'Neill and co.
All right, Pete, listen, great to have you on. It's been ages, mate, that we've had the chance to have a chat to you. Have you got your hundy off Sats yet?
You came to the funeral. Thank you for coming to the funeral, Pete, the other day. And
I didn't see him there.
Yeah, he was there. And I should have given him the $100 then. Yeah.
Did he ask you for it?
Well,
no, he didn't.
Well, boys, I'll say it was a pleasure to be there, Sats, of course, for the great man, Gentleman John. But I'll tell you what, this inflation that I apply is kicking in, boys. And it could be $2,000 in the next couple of months. So you need to pay up, Sats, pretty quick. You're going to get a chat with Todd Payton.
I've got to say, Pete, in all seriousness, when I was putting together Dad's eulogy, I went back and read his book again, which Pete wrote.
Yeah.
And I was looking at that book in the bookshelf, and I said to myself, and Pete and I have spoken about this, haven't we, Pete? How lucky that he was that both he and Dad were able to get together and do that book. You know, it's,
yeah, nice.
Yeah, in hindsight now, it's good timing.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Very good timing.
Well, I remember Sats. I always treasure the moment that you asked me to do that book, and I never thought it would be so hard. It's probably the hardest thing I've still done to this day, apart from a marathon. But I'm glad it's a family treasure, and we'll always celebrate Gentleman John.
P always says, I can't believe that day that we're sitting in the lounge room and your dad walked in. We're talking about the broken jaw. And Dad walked into his bedroom and opened up his top drawer next to the bed. What did he pull out, Pete?
He pulled out his mouth guard that he wore in the 1970 grand final when he broke his jaw.
Just sitting
and,
in the
quite drawer. Remarkable. It looked
wow.
It looked like my grandmother's dentures, but yeah, it was amazing.
Audio, Pete Bedell, chief league writer for the Courier-Mail. We always appreciate your time on Sports Day, mate. Have a great Easter.
Yeah, anytime. You two guys, and always love to chat.
All right, there you go, Pete Bedell.
Good guy. Courier-Mail,
one of the best in the business, and running marathons.
Mm. 127 says, "What about Adrian's Fafita files? When does that begin?"
Oh God, don't start again. We've got to go to a break. Polaris Centre Financial Year deals are on now. Get up to $3,000 free accessories on Polaris Rangers. This is Sports Day. When we come back, our warm-up segment, thanks to Reem, where we look at tonight's big clash, the Storm and the Roosters on Sports Day.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Sats and Jace here tonight, 0457 736 736. We'll get into your texts in just a moment. Some of our listeners at 7 o'clock tonight, including those listening to SENQ in Brisbane, will be going to the Brisbane Lions versus Collingwood match. What a game in the AFL this is to kick off the Easter weekend in the AFL. The Lions and Collingwood. Jeez, I hope the Lions are consistent tonight.
I know. They've been disappointing at the start of the year. One of the premiership favourites.
It's got to be the
recruited getting, very well.
It's about the combinations. They've got to get them going, right? Mm. You think that's probably the thing at the moment. But just to tell you what, the Collingwood supporters are red hot, and Collingwood are red hot this year. It's going to be one of the great games. I don't know how I'm going to watch that on my KO and also the rugby league tonight, but I'll work it out somehow. Warm-up segment now, thanks to Reem. Reem Manufacturing in Australia for over 80 years. Let's have a look at tonight's Thursday night rugby league clash. Very quickly, Sats, Storm taking on the Roosters.
Yeah, two of the powerhouses of the competition, or especially, you know, since the NRL has been introduced. The Roosters have had a great success for many years, but this Melbourne Storm side, they continue to somehow find ways to win. I mean, they've got classy players, but they're missing Pappenhausen. They were missing Jerome Hughes last week, and they still seem to find a way to win. So well coached. Both these sides have tremendous coaches. I look at both these sides and it's a toss of the coin. I've picked the Roosters to win this game purely based on their forward pack. I just think with Jared Waerea-Hargreaves, Brandon Smith, Lindsay Collins up against Tui Kamakamitha, Harry Grant, Christian Welsh has a very, very small advantage. Not a great advantage, just a small advantage. But the thing that tips me over the edge for the Roosters is, even though they've got no Tedesco, they've got Suoli'i or Manu to fill in there, is Victor Radley, jersey number 13. I just think he's just that extra little bit of polish that gets the win for the Roosters over the Melbourne Storm.
I'm with you, Sats. The only thing that sort of made me think about it was Jerome Hughes coming back for the Storm. That's a massive in for this game, without saying things that are too obvious, but The loss of Tedesco at fullback, it is a big loss for any team. But you're right, the cover they have in Suoli'i or Manu.
It's not the same cover because he's the best fullback in the game.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's excellent cover.
Oh, it's great.
And
it's amazing.
I don't think from an attacking point of view, they'll miss a beat. Defensively, not sure.
Mm.
But from an attacking point, I think
fullbacks shouldn't have to tackle anyway. But if you get one that can tackle, it's an advantage.
Absolutely.
And both these guys are 6'3", 6'5".
Yeah.
So they're a presence. When you come through the line, they're a presence. When they're on the trial line as a fullback, they're like another forward. So you are right. I feel as though this Roosters side is...
It's building, isn't it?
Yeah.
It kills me to say it too.
For you it does, absolutely. They're building nicely, and they've got Angus Crichton to come back. He'll play New South Wales Cup this week, well ahead of schedule, which is great news. So yeah, they're just slowly just churning nicely.
Sats and I both going with the Roosters tonight.
But then they've got Cameron Munster, and he can single-handedly destroy a side.
Even with nine fingers, he can do it. Is it seven fingers and two thumbs to be technically correct? He's got that dodgy one.
Yeah.
So that leaves him seven. Are thumbs considered fingers? That's the question I'm asking.
It's very important in passing a ball. Yeah, absolutely.
But are they called fingers or are they called thumbs? It's a good question. 0457 736 736.
Can I ask another quick one?
What?
To the listeners?
Yeah.
In golf, when they yell four.
Yeah.
I thought it was F-O-U-R, but it's F-O-R-E.
Correct.
So.
What does it mean?
Why?
I don't know. No, I know why.
Why? No, I know why, but why is it F-O-R-E?
Yeah, don't know. Someone will know. 0457 736 736 or 1300 01 11 70. Got to go to a break. Hot water needs replacing. Go steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a ream. Last Blast on the way next.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Time for this...
It's time for the Last Blast on Sports Day.
Well, it's going to be last texts and last songs tonight. Before we do that, Bruce from Kalanga is on the line. G'day, Brucey.
How we going, boys?
Very good, mate. Very good.
Evening to you. I was brought up, and I brought my three boys up, talking about fingernails and fingers and thumbs.
Yeah.
I was brought up believing that you had fingernails and thumb tacks.
Oh, wow.
My old man was a bastard.
And what age were you until you realised that your father was lying to you?
About school. Yeah, once we got to school, we certainly...
I thought you were going to say 23 or something. Yeah. Thumbtacks.
Nah. Very late.
All right, Brucey, have a good Easter, mate.
Thumbtacks.
Hey, who's your team? Roosters, are you?
Rooster Bruce, yep.
There you go.
Now I have to swing a little bit for the Dolphins now.
Yep.
Because I live
in the area.
From them.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff.
Well, mates, you won't beat the Bunnies next week. I can tell you that much, right? The Dolphins.
I thought I smelled an odor in the air.
See you, mate. Good there stuff, goes Bruce from Kalanga. Thanks for calling.
I had a mate whose parents told him that your thumb was actually a big toe, so he had four big toes.
Where do you people grow up?
I know.
All right, text message. Oh, we just got Daddy Vass yelling in the background. But what text we got, mate? Quickly.
The prefix four, F-O-R-E, has roots in history dating back to the Middle Ages. And it's commonly understood the game of golf originated in Scotland, yes. In Scottish, four is a word that is short for before.
Yeah, but how?
However, in Old Scottish, four was used as a warning message.
Right.
Thank you, Michael. You may go in the running as one of our smartest listeners alongside Daniel from Prairie Wood.
Nice. Hey, guys, I reckon Jesse Bromwich has been the best prop for years in the NRL. Payne Haas is not far away. What do you think, Sporty Gav? Thanks, Sporty Gav.
Yeah, no, I think Payne Haas has gone past Jesse Bromwich at this stage of his career. But Jesse Bromwich for a long time was the best front row. But just, it's an age thing now where he's still at the start of his career, Payne.
How's this for thought? Rabbit Burrow from Tamora. This is great text. Payne Haas is worth more a year than Parramatta's big signing.
Who's their big signing?
Mitch Moses.
Oh, Mitch Moses.
I agree with that. He plays 80 minutes.
Yeah.
He has a massive impact on the game.
It's fair to say what he does, Payne, sets a really good platform for everyone else around him. But he's got a couple of pretty handy front rows himself, Mitch Moses.
You know, just saying Payne like that then, that reminds me of Clubber Lang, Rocky III.
pain.
What's your prediction for the fight?
Scott, your old man, a couple of your uncles would slap you if they heard you say that Payne Haas was as good as John O'Neill. That's 064. Yeah, Lurch O'Neill, one of the greatest front rowers, and will always be mentioned as one of the greatest front rowers. By the end of his career, Payne Haas, if he's won a couple of comps, and Lurch won four, five, he won five, comps six, maybe six, I think. I think he's sitting at the same table.
Rightio. Yeah. Mickey G wants to wish us happy Easter. Thank you. Go the Bunnies and the Knights. Thank you, Mickey G.
Rooster Mongrel says, my locks, three locks this weekend. The Roosters win, the Bloods win, the Swannies, and Minwoo Lee, highest finishing Aussie in the Masters. I like that. I like that
nice,
a lot.
Nice.
Yep.
You talk about getting stuff back that you've lost. St. Boyd listening to 2HD. Hey, guys, I'd love to get back everything I lost in my divorce.
That makes two of us.
Which divorce?
Yeah. 017 says, who are you going to drop, Bradman Best or Dane Gagai for Kalyn Ponga if you're going to sort of play him in the centres just for the first couple of games? They've been two of our best. Yeah, they have been really good. I think Bradman Best is a winger at this stage of his career. So I'd be putting Bradman Best on the wing.
All right, we've got to go. We like to finish the week with a song that pumps you up. This is going to be my house over the weekend as I just smear myself in chocolate.
That's a horrible sight. That's a horrible thought.
Go nuts or go home this weekend. We'll finish the show with Def Leppard. Catch you next week. Good night!
Hello?